Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy, where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. So welcome to another episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. This episode will be broadcast in the first week of March, and the 8th of March falls in that first week, and every year we know that it's International Women's Day. Every year, March the 8th. It's a pretty big deal, and I'd just like to address why it started, where it started, who started it, just to get some sort of basis on the conversation or the talk that I have following. So International Women's Day has such a rich history, and it began way back in about 1910, 9/11. Women from various countries and various backgrounds came together to demand better working conditions, suffrage, or, you know, voting in the democratic process to make their voices heard and to call for gender equality. So if we look at who started it and where it started, it wasn't just one person or a group that started it. It was a movement, and it was an international movement that spearheaded International Women's Day from various labour, various suffrage and women's rights organisations across different countries, which included the United States, Europe and Russia. And the idea was to create a unified day of action, a unified day of action to advocate for women's rights globally. So in terms of what the movement has achieved so far, it's achieved quite a lot. It's helped to raise awareness about gender equality issues, pushing advancements into women's rights, women's access to education, health care, so important, and employment issues and employment opportunities for women across the globe. It's also been the platform to celebrate the achievements of women and inspire future generations, of course, to continue to fight for the equality of women, basically the equality of themselves. So this year, as I said, International Women's Day falls on the 8th of March. But we can also talk about International Women's Month. We can span it out the whole month because there are a lot of things going on around International Women's Day, International Women's Month, to promote women, to draw women into various discussions, to look further into healthcare issues. The movement is just incredible, and every year it expands. So this year, the theme is Breaking Barriers, Building Bridges. So this is all about breaking down the barriers that still exist today, and I really can't understand it. Breaking the barriers that still exist today for women, and also building bridges to create a more inclusive and equitable society for all. Make it equal for all. So this year, it's a kind of call to action to break down systemic barriers and empower women to reach full potential. Just to focus on the advancements in healthcare, especially regarding menopause, which is my thing. The advances in healthcare, particularly in understanding and addressing menopause, have been crucial for women's well-being. Absolutely. Menopause affects millions, and I mean millions, of women worldwide. And historically, it hasn't received the attention it deserves. I wonder why. But we're not going to go into that just yet. But now, there's so much more research, there's so much more better treatments and increased awareness about managing menopausal symptoms and improving the overall quality of life for women going through this stage in life, going through this transition. It's so important for women to have proper healthcare throughout all stages of our lives. International Women's Day kind of serves as a reminder, really, of the progress we've all made and the work that still needs to be done to make sure that women everywhere have equal rights and opportunities. So what I'd like to call everyone to do is to continue to support and uplift women, not just on International Women's Day, but every single day. We need to advocate for gender equality and empower women to reach for the stars, because we can do it. So in summary, International Women's Day on the 8th of March every year holds absolute significant importance, as it kind of celebrates the achievements of all women and advocates for gender equality globally. It dates back to early 20th century, when women across various countries united to demand better working conditions, voting opportunities in the political spectrum, and gender equality. But since then, International Women's Day has achieved remarkable progress in raising the awareness, advancing women's rights, and inspiring future generations. This year's theme, Breaking Barriers, Building Bridges, underlines the ongoing need to break down systemic barriers and empower women to reach their full potential. We've even got advancements in healthcare, especially regarding menopause, highlighting the importance of looking at women's health issues comprehensively. So overall, International Women's Day serves as a kind of reminder of the progress made and the continued effort required to ensure gender equality worldwide. So as we approach International Women's Day, here's how you guys can get involved. You can, one, you can raise awareness, share posts on social media, organise discussions, or even host events to raise awareness about gender equality issues and the importance of International Women's Day. You can advocate for change. You can write to your representatives, sign petitions, participate in rallies. You can support women-owned businesses, which is a big thing that goes on every year. And not every year, I mean throughout the year. Show your support for women entrepreneurs by shopping at women-owned businesses or promoting products online. You can provide mentorship and support. So offer mentorship and support to other women in your community or your workplace, helping them to thrive and succeed, you know. You can also take care of your health. Prioritise your health and well-being. That's my thing. This is what I always say. Include regular checkups and self-care practices. Remember, your health is essential to your ability to make a difference in the world. So do take care of it. Let's make this International Women's Day a momentous occasion. Let's make it one to remember by coming together to celebrate our achievements, uplift each other, and continue to fight for gender equality. So together, we can break barriers, build bridges towards a brighter and more inclusive future for all. Thank you all for locking into this week's Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Do check out my Instagram, which is dnice_fitness. I will be having some International Women's Month challenges dropping very soon. Also, Mother's Day is around the corner as well, so the two can be combined. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes, and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness. That's D-N-Y-C-E. Or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have questions of your own or need advice about your health and well-being or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way, and I'll respond directly and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.